Nellie Emily Stevens, Reel 3. You were just telling me about the doors and windows arrangements in married quarters.
Yes, well, they were in some quarters they were big double doors, and they would have a glass, half glass, not a lot of glass in them, I suppose. But in some stations we would have windows and doors, very much like we have in England. Some stations, the quarters was much nicer than another one.
But in you said that in some places they had glass and in other places not.
There was a certain amount of glass in all our quarters, yes. Not like we have in England with these big windows now. But take up a Topper, they did have a window, and they also had a glass door at the at one at that side, and the other side, right, would go right through, and then in the other room there would be a big window, and in the other room there was like a big bay window. But that was their quarters in Upper Topper. They were quite nice, and they weren't high like a like they were on the plains. I suppose they had to be high to oh, when we were in Royal Pindy, they should have repaired a roof. And one night it started to rain, and it just poured, and the water came through our roof, anything. And so my husband, he got out of bed, he moved the children, and see if that was all right. And then he sat up in bed, and with a great big umbrella up, and he said, "Now, when we have children, we'll be able to tell them I sat up in bed in India with an umbrella up." I don't think he's ever told them about things like that. And one day, we never had any water. We never had a drink of water all day. And he said, "I've got to have a shave." So he shaved in lemonade. It's things like that that I think about sometimes. And really, my husband always has a great sense of humour that was, I think, was able me to forget a lot. He always did something stupid or to make me laugh or something. Needless to say, we did used to get homesick sometimes.
The clothing which you took out to India, did you that you were mentioning earlier, did you find that suitable when you got out there, or did you find that it wasn't really what you wanted?
Our clothing. I'll tell you about. I lost a lot of my clothes. We had, in them days it was like silk stockinette underwear. And when we were in Matra, I went to get a tablecloth at the bottom of a trunk. And I was very naughty. I left the tray on the floor. And about 2 hours afterwards, I went in to get some clothes to go out with or something like that. And I called my husband, "Will you come and see this?" I couldn't move it. The tray was just glued to the floor, and white ants had destroyed nearly all my clothes, all
How long had
that.
they taken to
Oh,
destroy?
about 2 hours.
In 2 hours.
They would destroy anything. Have you heard of white ants? They were very destructive, and they would lead a long trail, you know. I didn't know they were in there. I didn't know about things like that. I hadn't been out there long enough. But we used to be issued with a safe to put our food in. I don't know if you can remember the meat safes with the galvanized. We used to have a safe, more like a box with a ever such teeny weeny mesh all the way round in these safes.
Mesh.
mesh, yes, with holes in, just keep the flies away. But we used to have to stand them safes in the round chatties of water to stop the ants from going in, because they couldn't get past that water, you see. Or else all their food, they always had to see that there was water in the chatties, or else their food would have been. But we never used to keep food long. We would buy air milk. The men would come round in the morning with air milk, and we would buy 2 ounces or perhaps 4 ounces of butter a day, and we would go to the bazaar and get our eggs, and we nearly always dealt from the contractors, because their food was supposed to be fresh, the canteen contractors. Their food was supposed to be more fresh, you see, than from the bazaar.
So you used to get daily deliveries of milk?
Oh, yes, yes. But it was not a buffalo milk, you know, not cow's milk, not a buffalo.
Did you find much difference to cow's milk?
Well, I suppose one got used to it, but if you sat and thought about it, you wouldn't take it, because they used to roll in dirt, they used to be ever so dirty. I never give the children an awful lot of milk. I used to make them a lot of soup with vermicelli and all the vegetables, and then put that through a sieve. And they were always right. They always started off with soup for their lunch and evening meal.
You said that you used in your family silk underwear. Was that suitable for the climate?
Well, that's what they used to wear in England at that time, you see. A lot of them bought it.
Didn't you find that after you got to India that cotton was more suitable?
I expect it would have been, yes.
But you continued with the silk underwear, did you?
Oh, no. After that, the Indians used to make my clothes. We would have... They were very clever in making, copying clothes. And my mother might send me a book from Williams's catalogue and Oxendale's catalogue. Sometimes we would send home for a dress and some clothes. But nearly always we would get a picture, and the Indian would copy it to, and he'd make a good job of that. And when I went out there, first of all, he would charge about 3 rupees to make a dress. But just before I came home, he'd want a lot more.
So it would be 3 rupees for a dress in 1927?
Yes.
But in 1937, when you left, it would be...
Oh,
what?
Perhaps 10 rupees.
Had there been general inflation of prices during that time, or was it...
Well, I suppose they gradually creeped up on it, you know. But they used to make lovely clothes. I remember buying some black lace and having a black evening gown made with a... coaty, and it was all edged with chiffon. Oh, it was marvellous. They used to make lovely clothes for us. And I tell you what, I used to play tennis, and I had a dress that I was very, very fond of. I was very good at tennis. I don't want you to think I've got a big head, but I was playing in this tournament. And I wanted this dress. It was a white dress with pleats all the way around and revers. And, well, I just fancied myself when playing this tennis. And so I said to my bearer, would you take this dress to the Dobie and tell him to do it up, and I want it by such and such a time. And he took this dress and he came back this month. They all knew I were going to play tennis. And I think they used to like to think that I was playing. And he came in, he said, your dress, Mam Saab. Oh, I said, thank you very much, that looks lovely. And I went to put it on and I thought, well, whatever has he done with this dress? And he'd put an hot iron right on the dress and the pleats were... And instead of taking those pleats right out, which he could have done, he'd put the patch of the iron, just the iron, on this dress. I couldn't wear it and I was ever so disappointed. And I was in the semi-finals, but I had another one with a flare. But I was disappointed I want to wear this pleated one.
Did you get your shoes, footwear made in India?
Oh, yes. They would make special their own. Made. Yes, they would have snake skins hung up and you could go in and make, buy a pair of shoes out of a snake skin. And they used to make them very, very nice. Yes.
So you wore shoes rather than sandals?
Oh, well, we used to wear sandals at times, but there was times when we'd wear shoes. We couldn't go... We used to go to a dance sometimes, and we'd have our evening shoes, and we'd have our tennis shoes, and we'd have our walking out shoes, we'd have sandals. I was never short of clothes. I always had... I think I've always liked clothes. And I always like clothes for the children. I must tell you, when we were in Upper Topa, I had three little boys. And I had three pairs of flannel trousers, and it hadn't dried. So I thought, I'll leave them on the line tonight. And the line, and then this line was on our veranda, and I was upstairs. And when I went to get them in the morning, I nearly cried. The monkeys had been up to this veranda and they'd eaten all the top of three little pairs of flannel trousers because they had nut buttons on, and these monkeys had eaten all the way around these trousers. All the little trousers was no use.
You mean the buttons were made out of nuts?
They were called nut buttons. And these monkeys, they used to come and they'd take their dustbins and they would play with the lids of the dustbin. The children had actually watched them do it in Upper Topa, these monkeys. Well, then I'll tell you another story when we were in Metra. And my husband said, I hadn't been in India very long, and he said, I'll take you for a nice ride tonight. I'll take you to the monkey temple. Would you like to go? And I said I would. So he said to this boy that we had, will you go and get Mem Sahib a gari? Bucketibwala. He wanted a... He told him to get me a very good gari. That was a horse and cart, like horse and trap, to go for... He's going to take me for this ride.
What walla did you say? Something walla.
Get a... what did I say now?
Something like bucketty walla.
A bucketty walla. A very good one. My husband wanted a very good one. Okay. And so this bear, he goes off to get this trap and this... Ajahn Mem Sahib, he said, it's at the door. So my husband went out there and he said, Madam, your carriage awaits. And it was one that they wore, they put these Mohammedan women in that you couldn't see out of. It was all the, and this mirror thought he'd done a wonderful thing because he brought this back.
In other words, for Purdue women.
Oh, yes, yes. The bearer wanted me to go in Purdue, you see.
About animals there, you were mentioning... you mentioned problems with monkeys and centipedes and
yes.
Scorpions.
Yes.
What about other animals or insects there? Can you tell me about whether they bothered you or not?
What, spiders? Spiders. Anything? About horrible spiders. And
were they poisonous?
Oh, there was another animal that used to... a mammal that used to go on the ceiling. Lizards. And they said that if they wee on you, it would be poisonous. And people used to laugh at it or anything like that. But My husband had a terrible arm once, and he think one did we on him from above, you know, and he got some, and he
so
had
a rash
it
on his arm.
yeah, he had ever such a bad arm. We used to get these in air quarters, they weren't very nice.
You said spiders?
Oh, great big spiders, but then we get them at home, don't we, sometimes?
They weren't poisonous.
Oh, yes, some of them were.
And mosquitoes, did they
Oh,
trouble you
lots
very
of
much?
mosquitoes, yes. And in Rizapur we had lots of mosquitoes. Nearly all of us went down with malaria there. My youngest boy had malaria very bad. He had it in England too. And even when he came home to England, he had it very bad. And the medical and the doctor up here used to tell me to carry on and look after him my own. But you see, he used to be after them for the school if they had malaria too long, because they didn't like them staying away from school.
Did you
Sorry.
Sorry?
A school in India.
No, I was going to ask you if you slept under a net.
In Mathura, yes. Otherwise, oh yes, in Karachi we did. But then they got flit out. They told us to use flit, and we bought a flit pump. And we used to flit round, and that used to kill the mosquitoes. But that was...
So that meant you didn't have to sleep under a net?
I didn't have to sleep under a net, no. And in some quarters, they got bugs. But I'm very glad I never had anything like that. It wasn't the people living in them. They used to be in the quarters... But I never, because I wouldn't have been able to have slept if I had anything like that. That's, I was lucky in that respect. Regards to children's education, are you?
We'll come on to that in a minute, but I was going to ask you about whether you had any trouble with snakes.
Well, there was a little one that you're talking about, these big doors that I shut in the door. I don't know what happened, but I found it in my door. That was actually the only snake I ever found. And there were snakes out there.
Didn't you say that your children were playing
with
a croit?
Oh, my children was playing with a croit. And the bearer found them. And he brought the children home and he said, "Mum Sahib, you tell them they must not play with them. With it, it's very dangerous." And another time, I hadn't been out in India very long, and there was an Indian, the snake charmer came up to me and he said, "Mam Sahib," he said, "you have some very dangerous snakes in the hill there." He said, "If you give me 5 rupees, I'll catch it for you." And so I said, "Oh, all right, you go and do that then." And then the lady next door, she'd been out there a long time, and she said, "Mrs. Stevens, what's he up to you now? What's he telling you?" And I said, "Well, he told me there's a poisonous snake in the hills." So she said, "Oh, yes, you come and see." And then right down the other side of the hill, right there, there was another Indian with a basket on his head. And as soon as this one that was talking to me had given this whistle, he would have let one of these snakes go and come up to him. He would have played this flute thing. The snake would have come. He'd say, "There you are, Mam Sahib. There's a snake I caught. I caught it. There you are, Baba can play in there. But I'll catch another one now if you give me another 5 rupees. But I didn't.
So it was just a big business for him.
Oh, yes.
You were telling me that your son contracted malaria.
Yes.
Did anyone else in the family get malaria? Did you
get
it yourself?
We all did. We all did. But the doctor told me that that one was actually born with malaria. This, my third son, was actually born with it. And that's why he did have it bad. I nearly lost him with malaria. He was, and what made it worse, he couldn't absorb his quinine. No matter how much quinine we gave him, it wouldn't have done him any good. And so they gave him something else. And when I went to get his medicine, they didn't tell me that it was this bottle of medicine should have been 4 days on and 4 days off, because it was so poisonous. And my husband noticed it. He said, "What's this 4 on and 4 off on this bottle?" And I said, "I don't know." So I went straight over to the hospital. He should have only had it for 4 days. He'd had it for 6 days. So. Yeah. And then we also had a dog that had rabies. And we had to have injections for hydrophobia. And terrible they were.
So you noticed that one day that your dog was behaving strangely?
Yes. He was always very fond of me. I could seem to do such a lot with him. And I noticed that he snapped at the children. And I said, come along, what's the matter with you? And I took him outside and I chained him to the water pipe. And I went and got him a drink of water, and he wouldn't take water. And they say that is the first thing that a dog does when it has anything, that it will go against water.
So and did you offer him the water?
I offered him the water,
just as a
and
test.
He wouldn't take it. No, I didn't think about rabies. And then my husband was going to give it to someone. We hadn't thought about rabies then. We just thought he was off colour, but we wouldn't keep it with the children. But my children loved their dog. And then my husband brought someone over and he was going to give it to him. And he actually bit a big piece right out my dress like that. And my husband said, "That's it. You can't have it. We'll have it killed." So I took the children for a little walk and they came over and shot the dog. And they sent the head to Casale. That was where this station was, and it came back that he had dead rabies. So we had to have these injections.
What was it like having the injections?
Well, it was very bad because we were sleeping under canvas. We went to Royal Pindi, we were from Rizalpur, and we had to get to the hospital every morning. And we used to have to lay on this bed, and I think we had two needles each side of her tummy. And my eldest son, this day, he hates injections because of that injections that he had for hydrophobia.
How painful were the injections?
Oh, they were very painful. Nasty. We didn't start barking there. I said, we never started barking.
Did you or your family get any other illnesses in India besides
malaria? I was suspected of smallpox. This was when we were in Karachi, and at that time my husband was sitting for his first class certificate of education, and they noticed that I had this rash, and the whites of my eye was all red. I had this terrible rash. And my husband said to me, "Do you feel ill?" And I said, no, I'm all right. He said, "I don't like the look of you. Come along, I'll take you to the hospital." So we went up there, and one doctor came and looked at me, another one. In the end, they put me into a little place all on my own. I had Jimmy, that was my second son, and I had him with me. And the other boy had to go with his daddy, and his daddy didn't have to leave quarters. He had to stay there. And they thought I had smallpox. And for my food, they just put it on a tray and put it in the door, and I would go and get it. And they kept telling me to have a hot bath. "Have you had a hot bath, Mrs. Stevens? You keep having a hot bath." And that's all I was doing, having these hot baths. And then at 12 o'clock at night, the medical officer came and he brought somebody else. And he said, how are you feeling? I said, I'm all right, there's nothing wrong with me. And he said it was prickly heat, 99% prickly heat. I said, can my husband sit for his certificate? He's sitting for his first time. And they went, somebody went from the hospital and told me he could sit for his certificate in the morning, but they didn't let me out of hospital for 2 or 3 days.
So that was the only time that you or the family suffered from prickly heat, or did you get?
Oh, we used to get prickly heat at times. Mm. Yes, we used to, but that was the worst attack.
What about heat stroke? Did anybody ever get?
No,
heat?
No, not heat stroke. You see. When it was very hot, we used to go, if we wanted anything from the bazaar, we would go about 7 o'clock in the morning, and until we would come home, and we'd stay in our quarters till perhaps 4, 5 o'clock at night.
What about diarrhea? Or dysentery?
They would get an attack of that occasionally. No, not dysentery. They never had dysentery, but they would get a little tummy trouble. But as soon as they got it, I would give them a dose of castor oil and albumin water, which they told us to do.
Which water?
Albumin water, which was the white of an egg, beat up in half a pint of water. And they would live on that. It wouldn't give them anything. But I never had them with serious trouble outside that first attack that I told you about my son, the eldest son.
And the attack of malaria?
No, he had tummy trouble when I first went out there.
Oh, the diarrhea, your husband.
I think it was the heat that caused that. He wasn't used to it.
Did you get diarrhoea yourself or dysentery?
I expect I did occasionally, but I never went sick with it. I never had it serious.
What about sanitary arrangements in the married quarters?
Terrible. Terrible. We used to have a commode, and